Migrants, especially Venezuelans, are struggling with a new United States policy meant to prevent border crossings. And many Venezuelan migrants trying to enter the U.S. are now stuck in a small town in southern Mexico. The town of San Pedro Tepanatepec had 7,000 migrants when the Associated Press visited at the beginning of October. About 75% were Venezuelans. Just weeks later, Mayor Humberto Parazales estimated the number was now 14,000. The town has a population of just 15,000. Many Venezuelans had planned to make their way to the U.S. border. But the new U.S. policy says only those applying online and arriving by air will be admitted. Border crossers by foot will be expelled. That leaves many living in Tepanatepec in five large tent shelters, wondering what they will do next. San Pedro Tepanatepec is not where the migrants wanted to be. The town is about 300 kilometers from the border with Guatemala. Since August, the town has served as a stop for migrants. They would wait there for a few days while Mexican immigration officials gave them a travel pass to make it to the U.S. border. But Parazales says the process for giving out the passes has slowed down. Now many more migrants wait in Tepanatepec, a poor town unprepared for so many people. "I don't understand anything," Venezuelan migrant Robinson Rodriguez said by phone from Tepanatepec. "If everything at the border is closed, then they shouldn't be handing out these passes. And if you ask the officials, they say they don't know, but they keep handing them out." The migrants do not have much time. Rodriguez had received a 7-day travel document, which required him to leave Mexico within a week. But he had to use his time raising money to pay for transportation to the northern border. But by the time he got the money, his pass had expired. Many people are confused. Nicaraguan migrant Luis Martinica showed a paper with an internet link for Venezuelans to apply. But he wondered if he, a Nicaraguan, would be expelled at the U.S. border. Mayor Parazales has his own problems. The town can no longer provide the electricity needed for the camp. Healthcare, cleaning, and water are also problems. Still, migrants are bringing in money to the town. Parazales said the town has seen about $15 million in extra business, selling migrants food, places to sleep, medicine, taxi, and bus rides. He said they pay money to charge their phones. Mexico has released about 77,000 passes to Venezuelans so far this year, mostly in the last 3 months. Because of political reasons, Venezuelans, like Cubans, are hard to expel, both for Mexico and the United States. Mexico's National Immigration Institute did not answer questions from the AP about how the camp will be operated following the new U.S. policy. "There is a big lack of information," Parazales said. "This is a pressure cooker I'm trying to contain here." I'm Dan Novak.